we do a quick switch from the KSRO greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash. I'm Steve Garner. Good morning, John Ash.
Good morning, Chef Garner.
Thank you, and a happy new year to you.
Yes, to you too.
So did you like get in at 2 a.m.?
Right. I hate to admit this. I think I'm really revealing my age. I had to say to my daughter, Emily, I think I was in bed asleep by 7:30.
I made it up to about 10:15, 10:30. Usually I try to watch the ball drop in New York, which is 9 o'clock our time, and then shortly thereafter check out. But I talked to my brother, who was down in Puerto Vallarta with his lovely friend, and they went out to a great restaurant on the wharf there, and then from their balcony, they watched the fireworks at midnight.
How romantic.
And it was. Yeah. And I guess they go all out, although they have fireworks all the time in Puerto Vallarta. Yeah. But New Year's Eve was really special. Yeah. And so he called us thinking he thought we would be up. And he was surprised at, oh, I thought you'd answer your phone. I said, no, not really. It was like 12:20 a.m. Anyway, and they were up hours later, drinking some champagne. I guess someone gifted them a fancy French champagne. So they had a great New Year's. But it was a lovely day. The weather was,
fabulous
day. We went out to go drive out to the coast and spend some time in Guerneville, walking up and down the streets. And it was a lovely, lovely start to the New Year.
Without the floods.
Without the floods. Yeah. And what a beautiful gift the Coastal Commission is giving us, the Department of Fish and Wildlife, announcing that commercial fishing for Dungeness crab can begin on January 5th, tomorrow.
And you told me that you got crab at a ridiculously low price. I've seen it in the market, but it's been $12.95.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what the opening price is going to be. There was just some local retailer ran on crab, and it was quite good. It was from the Washington area. It was very good. But I know it's been about $10.99, $11.99 a pound. So we'll see after the introduction where it settles in on. But it's a treat that I'm not willing to deprive myself of.
No.
Have you
but
had any?
But at $12.90, no, I haven't gotten any. Yes. This is the first year that I haven't gotten stuff from up north or things like that.
Well, last year the settling price was about $6.99, $7.99. Yeah. That's pretty much, and I'm hoping we're not looking at $10.99 and $11.99. Yeah. That's going to severely deplete my bank account, but and other people that look forward to it, especially for big. That's why maybe these crab feeds that we're seeing advertised are $150.
I know. I sent you one from the Mendocino crab feed, which I think is later in the month.
It is.
And how much was it?
It was $150 or so.
Yeah.
I mean, it did include wine and salad and things like this, and it is a fundraiser. So it is a lovely event if you want to head up to Mendocino. It's the Knights of Columbus crab feed that they do every year. It's back, and it's January 24th and 25th, and there's a new venue, a new luncheon. And they've been doing this for 48 years.
Yeah.
This is pretty exciting. There's a VIP feed and all kinds of a luncheon, a takeout dinner, traditional.
Did it say where it was at?
Yeah, it's at on Lansing Street at the St. Anthony's Hall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which you is know a that? Beautiful beautiful old building.
Old building in Mendocino.
Yeah.
So look at it. Maybe make a nice weekend out of it, January 24th, 25th, up in Mendocino. And it all goes to a good cause. So that's benefiting the Hospitality House. That's Mendocino Coast Humane Society and the Fort Bragg Food Bank. So even though it's a little pricey, your money's going to good causes.
Yeah.
So I know that when the temperatures dip into the 30s, you are all about soup. You've always
been. I think I'm about soup all the time. You know, I was going to, do a soup book. I actually wrote a book on soups, and I thought it was fabulous, but I couldn't get anybody to bite.
I remember. And it's, who knows, maybe the time will come where someone will go, gosh, what a great piece of work.
We there are not a lot of soup books out. James Peterson has a soup book, and there are a couple of others out there, but it's surprising to me that given its nature, it's easy to put together. You know, often you can make it with whatever you have in your pantry. It promotes creativity and all that.
Well, you wrote this beautiful article, Soup Weather is Finally Here. Finally here, fall and winter. And I love the countless proverbs and legends and trivia that you included in this article. The Portuguese-Spanish proverb declares, of soup and love, the first is the best.
Yeah.
And then Escoffier declared, of all the items on the menu, soup is that which exacts the most delicate perfection and the strictest attention. And this is great. A Yiddish saying notes that troubles are easier to take with soup than without. Did my best way to do the Yiddish accent. Other Frank Sinatra reportedly always asked for chicken and rice soup to be available to him in his dressing rooms before he went on stage.
Yeah,
That's a great bit of trivia.
Yeah.
I guess it's good for the vocal cords.
Apparently.
It always cleared his mind and settled his tummy, too. Another famous person who loved soup was Andy Warhol. He told someone that he painted those famous soup cans because it's what I had for lunch every day for 20 years.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
And what about
you? And he could have had anything.
Beethoven notably said, only the pure of heart can make a good soup. Yeah. Molière wrote, I live on good soup, not on fine words.
Yeah.
And John said, see some of your favorite soups that we're going to be posting on the KSRO Good Food Hour website this week. So we're ahead. A lot of cold weather's coming up ahead.
Yeah, and a lot of these are really simple. The first one being that we're going to talk about is egg drop soup. And cuisines around the world have their version of this because it's broth. It's egg stirred into it at the last moment so that it begins to become solid, and then whatever else you want to add, often greens. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, if you're really hungry and it's cold, I think egg drop soup is, everybody should make it once. Anyway.
It's easy to make also.
It's really easy to make.
Yeah. And I must tell you, this is Mrs. Garner's, one of her all-time favorite soups.
What's that?
Is egg drop soup.
Oh, it is.
We just love it. And you can, as you mentioned, you can go Asian, you can go Italian, however you want to do it, whatever greens or beans you want to add. Next one, green minestrone. Oh, instead of red?
Well, because it uses green stuff.
Like spinach and chard and those type of things?
Yeah.
And it still has a nice chunk of Parmesan, right?
It does, and some potato and things like that, and it's good.
Okay. 15-minute creamy tomato soup. Is it really 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I mean, you're a chef, so sometimes when John gives them, well, maybe for me that's 45
minutes. Well, this is another one of those simple soups because it uses leftover bread. You know, if you've got a nice, you spent some money now, bread is expensive, and you have that, especially if it's dried out, you can take this and put some onions and stuff in a pot. With the bread and some water and some canned tomatoes.
Easy.
And buzz it up, and there you go.
So in a blender?
In a blender.
Okay. Would an immersion blender work? One of those stick blenders?
Sure.
Would that be okay too?
Yeah, it's the same idea.
Okay. Wild mushroom hunter soup. Well, anybody, whenever we see the word wild mushrooms, I can't afford $40 worth of wild mushrooms.
They're not so expensive. You know, and one of the things that you can find are what are called field blend mushrooms, generally sold dried. I saw at Costco, of all places, a big old container of field dried mushrooms, which includes all kinds of mushrooms, I mean, which would be perfect for this, in it. And it was like $12 or something.
Is it frozen? No, dried. It's dried.
Yeah.
So you just reconstitute that in stock?
Yeah, or water or whatever.
And how's the flavor of that?
It's really pretty good. It's impressive.
Okay, so that's wild mushroom hunter soup if you don't want to go out to the coast and with a guide.
Well,
and try to
as I said to this article, this was a soup that came about as a result of a mushroom hunting expedition
that you were on
at the coast. Yeah.
Oh, Tom Yum Gai, hot and sour chicken soup. That's another one of the Garner household favorites.
Is it? Yeah.
Hot
Isn't
sour.
It good?
Oh, and again, really easy. This is a Thai dish, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it says it's served there throughout the day. Now you use chicken. Could substitute seafood. Or tofu.
Uh-huh.
And now you say, I'm leaving the lemongrass, galangal, and lime leaves in the soup. Now, my problem is I bite down. I'm always, I have to tell you, the galangal and lemongrass, I have to pick it out of my mouth.
Oh, it's, but leave it big enough so that you can really see it.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong.
Don't chop it up so fine.
Okay. Fish sauce, lime sauce, a little red chili paste. This is so... It's not only delicious, but it seems like a cleansing and healthy soup also. And some shiitake mushrooms in there too, scallions. And this is easy to do. And these soups all keep very well in the refrigerator, don't they?
Yeah.
Curried winter squash soup. We have not spoken about winter squash yet.
We haven't, have we? You know, and there are so many different winter squashes out there. I love going to a market that... carries a lot of different squashes, knowing that they're each going to have different flavors. And so it's like this is a soup you could make with kombucha, is a great one.
Butternut.
Butternut, you know.
Hubbard.
Yeah.
You know who has a good selection is Imwally's.
Yeah.
Market down on 3rd Street. And they grow a lot of squash,
out
there.
They do.
So this is easy to do, and it has coconut milk. I think most people love coconut
milk. Yeah, it
makes it creamy.
The coconut adds a little sprightliness to it and sweetness to it.
So you roast the coconut first. I mean, roast the squash first.
Yeah.
And then cut it and then take off the inside.
Well, cut it in half, scoop the seeds out. And the traditional way is to... turn it over so that the scooped side is down and put it on a sheet pan, and that way it doesn't dry out as much.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll do a few more scoops before we... Scoops. scoops of soup.
Soup,
before we meet a special guest today on the first Saturday of the Good Food Hour for 2025. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the kitchen.
KSRO, Bay Area home of the Las Vegas Raiders, with Jason Horowitz, Eric Allen, and Lincoln Kennedy. Don't miss the action. Every Raiders game is here on KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
As the days grow shorter and the frosty mornings set in, the real estate market enters its winter phase, offering unique opportunities and unique challenges.
Hi, I'm Allison Norman.
And I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. We're celebrating the much-needed rate reductions, bringing more buyers to the market and more sellers deciding the time is right to make a move.
We're also adjusting to some big changes affecting most residential real estate transactions, both buyers and sellers.
When you're ready, we're here to guide you through the evolving landscape with personalized service and up-to-date insights.
We know the market, and we're ready to help you navigate the changes for a smooth transaction.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team, the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com, the Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one.
DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237. It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy, you, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the Chaos Arto Kitchen, Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash kicking off another year. Oh my gosh, another year of the Good Food Hour from 1987, October, to here we are, January 2025. We're going through some of John's favorite cold weather soups. And we've made it down to curried winter squash soup. Next one is potato and kale soup.
So this is Caldo Verde, which is the national dish of Portugal. It's eaten all of the time, at lunch, at dinner, and I made the comment in this thing that it's served in the finest dining rooms in Lisbon, as well as the humblest homes.
I was going to say, it almost sounds more peasant-y type of dish, but I guess you can elevate it too. You write here, I've called for mashing the potatoes in the pot, but for a more sophisticated version, you could puree in a food processor before adding the kale.
Yeah. And the thing with the kale is you want to cut it very, very thinly, because that's what gives it its characteristic, look and all of this, rather than having big kale leaves and stuff like that.
You call for a specific kind of sausage. Is this a Portuguese-style sausage?
Yeah, it's a Portuguese word for their spicy sausage. It's like their chorizo.
Would chorizo, but not Mexican
chorizo. Not this would be a, so you can, you know, chorizo that's not Mexican. The Mexican it's too fatty. So this is a cured sausage. But you could use any cured sausage you like.
Okay. Next one is sopa de fideo.
Uh-huh.
And what does that mean?
Well, fideo noodles, if you go into a Mexican market, you can see them in the pasta rice section.
Oh.
And for a long time I wondered, what are they? They're these bunches of little broken up, little thin noodles. What do they use those for? And then I finally discovered the fideo soup.
Oh, that's what it is.
And so they would put it, and they cook very quickly. They have an interesting texture and all of that stuff. So it's a noodle soup, Mexican noodle soup.
With vegetables.
With all kinds of things.
And now this is interesting, what you have of the directions. With you brush the tomatoes, garlic, and onion lightly with olive oil, and place on a baking sheet a broiler pan, then put the pan under a hot broiler and cook the vegetables until lightly charred.
Well, this is, you know, if you watch Mexican cooks, the charring of the vegetables is an important step. What's her name? Who's on PBS? Who has a cooking show? She's really good. Everything begins with, it seems, with the charring of the vegetables. If you have a fire, you can do it over a fire. But
it adds a lot of flavor and texture. Okay, the next one. So you're telling me that all our politicians eat this soup? It's called the U.S. Senate bean soup?
Isn't that great? And it's still on the in the cafeteria at the Senate. And they still serve those.
Have you had this before? Well, yeah. I mean, you've made this.
I've made it.
But you've never been to Washington, D.C.
No, I haven't.
Well, we're going to be taking a trip to Washington, D.C. in March or April. Is this open to the public, this dining room? Do you know?
I don't know that, but I bet it is. I think if you did this, it came about because of a particular senator, Newt Nelson.
Newt Nelson of Minnesota.
Of Minnesota requested that it be put on there, and it's never been taken off. To the best of my knowledge, it's been served for 50 years.
That's really great. Well, there it is. The soup weather is finally here. Recipes, classic soup recipes from Chef John Ash, and we'll have that on the KSRO Good Food Hour website in just a couple of minutes. Coming up next, pizza like you've never dreamt of it before.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
After 4 long years, the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay warmly welcomes you back to the 36th Annual Winemaker Dinner Series at the Elegant Bayview Restaurant. Enjoy 5 evenings of fine food perfectly paired with impressive local wines in the Bayview's comfortable, intimate setting overlooking Bodega Bay. A 4 or 5 course dinner is presented alongside the winemaker's stories and their unique knowledge of the terroir. January 17th is the first of 2025. Dan Barwick and Dan Costa share their stories at the Trecini and Convene Winemaker Dinner. Book your reservation right away. This winemaker dinner features 5 elegant courses. Start with seared scallops and grilled asparagus paired with Trecini Sauvignon Blanc. Then Alaskan halibut with Convene Chardonnay, followed by duck and lamb, each paired with a specially selected Pinot Noir. Oh, dessert, a fruit tart with fresh whipped cream paired with Trecini Moscato d'Asti. For information or to book a reservation, go to inatthetides.com today.
As the days grow shorter and the frosty mornings set in, the real estate market enters its winter phase, offering unique opportunities and unique challenges.
Hi, I'm Allison Norman.
And I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team.
We're celebrating the much-needed rate reductions, bringing more buyers to the market and more sellers deciding the time is right to make a move.
We're also adjusting to some big changes affecting most residential real estate transactions, both buyers and sellers.
When you're ready, we're here to guide you through the evolving landscape with personalized service and up-to-date insights.
We know the market, and we're ready to help you navigate the changes for a smooth transaction.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team, the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com, the Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one.
DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
When you're ready to buy livestock, build new facilities, or update your equipment, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with flexible term loans with competitive rates and payment schedules to match your operations cash flow. Whether you're buying, building, or making improvements on the farm, we can help you get rolling. Visit agloan.com to get started. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
Malm Fireplace Center, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors for over 10 years. Malm Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa features the most trusted high-efficiency fireplace inserts, including Enviro, Quadrafire, Regency, and Yodel. Find your flame at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue, on the web at malmfireplacecenter.com. Malm Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Coming off a rather chilly overnight, we can look to fairly sunny skies and just a 10% chance of showers to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 50s. More of the same is expected on Sunday. However, a reminder that a high surf warning remains active out along the coast until early Sunday morning. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
So for 37 years, our first Saturday show of the year, John Ash and I pontificate and try to play psychic for what kind of what kind of food trends are going to be coming up in each year. And we've been right about, what, 50% of the time or so.
Did you think that much?
No, okay, 20%. Yeah. So we thought this year, let's just do something different. Let's get the real psychics in the studio today. And we found two legitimate, well, they're not psychics at all. But they're
Well, they might be, but
their business is called Psychic Pie, and it's located in Sebastopol. The owners are Nikolai Ludlow and Leith Lizer. Lizer, how was that? Did I pronounce your name?
You did it great.
Thank you. And Nikolai, thanks for coming in today.
No problem. Thanks
for having me here.
So when did you guys open?
We opened our brick and mortar just shy of 3 years ago. And we started the business 4 years ago as a pop-up.
Where is it?
It's in Sebastopol. It's on Gravenstein Highway on the south side of town, right across the street from Handline.
Oh, yeah.
Same complexes, Hole in the Wall and Avid Coffee, or now it's Brews Brothers Coffee.
Yep. Beach House.
Why Psychic Pie? Because it's Sebastopol?
Well, we just, you know, we were workshopping names when we first started, and we were, there you go. We were just trying to think of stuff that kind of like had a, you know, resonating sound and also like was in line with a lot of our belief systems of like where food comes from.
So you're not an astrologer.
I am not.
And West County.
And, well, we happened to land there. Actually, Psychic Pie was born before we settled in Sebastopol. Yeah. But with the more and more that Psychic Pie developed, because we started as a pop-up in 2021, delivering take and bake pizzas to people's houses during the pandemic. Uh-huh. You know, it opened up a really cool avenue for alternative food scenes. Mm. And this style of pizza is perfect for take and bake. So people were really eager
Do you still deliver to people's homes or not?
In a different avenue, not like directly anymore.
Yeah.
But then we started.
Because I was going to call you.
We'll do DoorDash.
You will.
Yeah, okay. We've got DoorDash going.
So, but you don't do the standard Neapolitan. Everybody in the world does these really thin crust or New York style. How did you choose the style of pizza?
Yeah, so I visited Rome as an adult for the first time like 8 or 9 years ago when I just got back into food work and particularly baking, and we went to several places in Rome, obviously Pizzarium by Bonci, and then there's another place called Antico Forno Roscioli, and I'm probably butchering that
name, are the temples of Roman style pizza.
So we went to all these places, and I was like, I can't believe I haven't had this in California, because they just load it with so many like whatever's fresh from the market. Right then, you know, there's a lot less rules, it seems like, about what goes on top of Roman pizza in Rome than, say, Neapolitan pizzas and stuff. It's a lot more improvised.
And it's thicker, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's quite a bit thicker without being way more dense. It's got a very hydrated dough, so we're at 85% hydration right now, which leaves it much more open and airy on the inside. So, it is thicker, but not necessarily, like, as spongy as a focaccia.
Well, in Rome, the pizza's huge.
Yeah.
And not these little 8, 10, 11 inch pies. This is a huge slab of pizza.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sold by the weight by the meter.
Some places sell it by the meter, al metro. Some people sell it by the cut, al taglio. We do by the cut, al taglio pizza. So it's pizza Romana sold al taglio style.
And so people can say, I want, they show you how much they want, like put my hands apart, like I want this much pizza or this much pizza, and you cut them a slab.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Like we have a minimum cut size because anything too small, you know, the toppings will, like, it's not really worth it. So we have a 3-finger minimum cut size, and then it's kind of like a tell me when to stop situation. And since we like sell it by weight, and then everyone can kind of customize basically what size or sizes that they want. And that's been great for a lot of our diners.
And what are typical toppings?
Was that your department, Leith, developing the toppings?
Yes. So we created a menu that we wanted to have. It's already like a non-traditional style of pizza for this area, I would say. And then we wanted to have some things on the menu that were still familiar enough for people that they could come in and like, if they just wanted to try it. And then we decided to have half of our menu rotating each week depending on what's available with our local farmers and producers.
Okay. So even in winter, you have a lot of variety.
We do. Less variety than in the summer. The summer is actually a little bit overwhelming because there's so much stuff. Mm-hmm. But the winter, you get to be a little bit more creative with things. You have a lot of squash. You have a lot of onions.
Is that popular, the squash pizza?
Actually, yes. It's one of our most popular pizzas. And, you know, we have like broccolini, but each year, actually, since we've been open, it's changed a lot, the seasonality, because we work so locally with like our farmers. It's been interesting in the last 3 years to see how the seasons kind of like flush out. Mm-hmm. But we talk to our farmers every week. We put in orders every week with them of like what their availability is. And then we design, I design a menu off of that.
So the crust remains the same.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so are they vegetarian?
Most of our toppings are, most of our pizzas, I would say on average, 75% of our pizzas are vegetarian.
Okay.
And then we always have a vegan option as well.
A vegan option? Oh.
Yeah.
Do vegan cheese? Do you use
vegan? We don't use vegan cheese. We try to make everything in-house. A lot of people ask for it, but we just try to build up those flavors and still make it as delicious and umptious without the processed cheese.
Okay. What kind of cheese blend do you use?
For the pizzas that we do use cheese, we have mozzarella from Double Eight Dairy, and then we, on our cheese pizza, we add a little bit of cheddar. And
so
then,
you use the mozzarella from out of Valley Ford,
yep,
the Double Eight?
Yep. And then great. We use Estero Gold Reserve heavily on a lot of
from
our
Valley
pizzas.
From Valley Ford also, yes. Out of West County.
That's all over your salads.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, yeah, besides pizza, you brought in salad. Describe this.
So that's our kale Caesar salad. We have one. That's always on the menu. And then we also have a rotating seasonal special, depending on local greens that time. But this one's been a cult favorite for a lot of people, and it is a house-made Caesar salad dressing. It's vegetarian, and it doesn't have croutons because we don't do gluten-free or anything like that. But there are pepitas and sunflower seeds, and then a healthy dose of Estero Gold Reserve from Valley
but
Ford.
But no anchovies.
No anchovies.
Okay.
I know. I love the anchovy Caesar salad dressing, yeah, but we're trying to make it
so
a little more.
So is anchovies a choice on your pizzas?
I wish.
No, I mean, you're the owners. I mean, if you want to do anchovies, you could do anchovies.
I know,
right?
I know. It's just, it's right. Divisive for come a lot on. Of people.
Are you divisive about anchovies?
I'll bring,
we love anchovies.
Well, when
John will
when
bring
I come
you
up,
anchovies.
I'll bring you anchovies.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I'd love it.
I noticed there's a libation to accompany these pizzas. What is that?
Yeah, that's just the house red that we're serving right now. All the wines that we do are California natural wines. So this is a lighter bodied, like 2022. It's just juicy. It's chilled. A little bit of tartness. It goes great with pizza.
Mm, nice. Yeah. Do you have a white also?
We do. We didn't bring it with us. Right now we've got two shepherds.
Matt Crutchfield. You know, that also is rotating. But okay. We try to work with people. There's like Sonoma County is such a mecca of food and wine and produce that we try to source, and California, from this area. And even though we're Roman style pizza, it's very much California influenced.
And do you have dessert too?
Yes. Yeah.
We do.
Well, tell me about it.
We brought two different creme brulees.
Oh, my.
We're like trying to just promote the lifestyle of eating pizza and creme brulee. Live your best life.
Yeah.
So we brought a lemon creme brulee with Meyer lemons that were actually brought to us by Guy Raz. So that's fun. This is the Guy Raz lemon creme brulee.
Nice.
And then we've got a cinnamon toast crunch creme brulee as well.
You make those in the restaurant too?
Yeah, we make those in the restaurant. They're pretty popular now that soft serve season has kind of passed.
Do you reactivate soft serve season in the summer?
We have it going all the time. And we get the soft serve also from Valley Ford.
Oh, nice. The Buffalo 8 again, dairy?
You know, yes. And it used to be buffalo milk, but
they transitioned
but we have soft serve, and then we do cookies, and then sometimes we'll do fun like seasonal desserts.
You make cookies?
Yes, we brought those too for you guys.
I licked malted choco chunk cookie.
Yes.
Wow. Malted.
Let's forget the pizza. We'll just go. So let's take a real quick break, and we'll come in. We'll try a little salad, and you can tell us about the pizzas that you brought in today, Nikolai, okay?
Sounds great.
Well, thanks. This is great to have Nikolai Ludlow and Leith Leiser in the KSRO kitchen today. They're the owner founders of Psychic Pie in Sebastopol, Roman-style pizza. Chef John Ash and Steve Garner hosting the show as always. Back after this.
Please join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show, now live weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
If we don't talk about it, how are we going to fix it?
On Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hola, chicas. ¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more comfortable in your skin, Dr. Tom es tu opción. Looking for something extra? Try Smart Lipo. Say goodbye to that stubborn fat and hola a una silueta increíble. Voted best cosmetic surgeon 9 years in a row at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, we're here for you. Porque te lo mereces. And all is done under local anesthetic. Quicker recovery and less downtime. Llámanos hoy y agenda tu consulta. Es hora de ser la mejor versión de ti misma.
Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
License number 254603.
I'm Danny from Gatelli Plumbing, and before Aunt Laura gets here, I wanted to say a great big happy new year. You rock. Ever since we first started talking to you all, you've been so kind. Oh, here's Aunt Laura. Pretend like we didn't start yet.
Hey, Danny. You ready?
Of course, Aunt Laura. Wouldn't start without you.
You started without me, didn't you?
Couldn't help myself. I love new beginnings, and there's no better new beginning than the new year.
You've always been excitable. Remember how you'd sneak downstairs and count your presents and see if Santa had been there yet?
All kids do that, Aunt Laura.
I'm talking about last Christmas.
Okay. My New Year's resolution will be to not let my impulses control me.
Yeah, we'll see. And remember, everyone, if you have drains or sinks or
water heaters, remember us at Gatelli Plumbing.
What was that, like 20 seconds?
Oops.
GatelliPlumbing.com.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner's not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Special guest today from Psychic Pie in Sebastopol, Nikolai Ludlow and Leith Leiser. They are the owners of Psychic Pie, featuring Roman-style pie, great salads, great wine, homemade creme brulee, and homemade bread. And you mentioned to me during the break, and I missed this, that you were the recipient of a couple Best of San Francisco Chronicle Awards. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a really exciting year. Best sourdough breads in the Bay Area. We're on that list. We got best restaurants for the Bay Area, and we got best pizzerias for the Bay Area.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And that's some real stiff competition in the San Francisco Bay Area. To be singled out like that. So congratulations.
It's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And do you make one style of bread? We see it here in front of us.
We use the same dough for three different loaves. So we've got this loaf. This we call our hearth loaf. It's just a standard sourdough loaf baked on the pizza stone. Then we have the same dough, but rolled in an everything bagel mix and baked in a sandwich loaf pan. So that one's that's a real favorite. That's
like almost a Pullman pan, almost.
Not quite that long, but yeah, mm-hmm. that same like sort of supermarket bread shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then we do just a plain sandwich loaf too for people who want like a little bit of a tighter crumb for making sandwiches.
What days do you offer bread?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Do you need to order ahead?
It helps to call in and see if we still have them, and if we do, we'll put them aside.
Okay.
We don't have them for order ahead just because it's so hard to
keep track of it.
Yeah. It's just one more thing to keep track of.
And the salad is just spectacular.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is really great.
I feel so healthy.
So now it's time for pizza. Did you try a slice of pizza, John?
I did.
Which one did you try?
I tried the pepperoni one first.
Right on. It's a classic.
Yeah.
So how does this dough differ from focaccia?
Yeah. So one of the things that Bonci I've heard say about the difference between them is focaccia you'll proof in the pan before you dock it. This you proof in a bin and then you turn it out. You open it up like you would a pizza, not tossing it over your head, but you're gonna dock it and stretch it out, and then you'll set it in the pan and bake it that way. Also, I mean, recipes vary a lot on focaccia these days. People can kind of do whatever they want and call it focaccia if it's got enough olive oil and it's baked in a pan. But this is very high hydration for most focaccia recipes.
Like 47% or something?
I think 60s for a lot of focaccias. So, 40 would be pretty stiff, but I could totally see that in parts of Italy, them baking them like that.
Mm-hmm. So we hear that you're from the booming metropolis of Turlock.
Yes, Turlocos.
Yeah. Turlock's cute.
That's cute.
And then did you start experimenting in restaurants and food in Turlock, or did you move out?
I worked at the fine pizza establishment of Little Caesars for my whole high school career.
Sure.
But both of us actually left Turlock. I went to Hawaii and Oregon and Minnesota.
For college.
Yeah, just kind of all over the place for
college. What did you study?
I studied biology, and then I moved to the Bay Area to do podiatry school.
I want to talk to you. Well, you know, what a perfect way, because you're a pizziola. You're on your feet all day.
There we go, yeah.
So this is perfect that you understand the mechanisms of the foot and how to choose the proper footwear to be on your feet all day.
I got my Birks on.
And Leith, what did you study also?
I moved out and then I went to Santa Cruz. I got my undergrad degree in marine biology, and then I got my doctorate degree in biology studying bats in Seattle, Washington at UW. And then, it's kind of a non-traditional path. So, but food has always been a big passion of ours.
And you found your calling in pizza, both of you.
Yes. Right? It kind of was like a merriment of like ideas and wants and needs. And it incorporates a lot of the same aspects of like knowing about like ecosystems and food systems and like the important role animals play in that and stuff like that. So
what kind of flour do you use? What's the blend?
Yeah, so we're actually using all central milling flours, which we can get right in Petaluma. It's one of the big distributors here, so it's nice to have them so close. But we're using a T70, which is like a milled bread flour that has 30% of the bran and ash content blown off, so it's still like closer to whole wheat, but not a whole wheat. We use a bread flour, another bread flour that's unmalted, and then we've got rye, semolina, and spelt.
Mm. Wow, what a complex blend. And do you add diastatic malt to this in addition?
We don't. About half of the flour is a malted, is that T70, which is a malted bread flour. So we get our malt there.
Okay.
This is definitely not a traditional like pizza romana. It's inspired by the qualities of pizza romana and like the textures that we wanted to get to, but not at all recipe-wise, so.
Well, you're so lucky to have central milling. You can customize exactly down to the percentage of protein that you want in your flour in our back door in Petaluma.
We can get whatever we want. It's great. It's fantastic.
So the mushroom, I had a bite of the mushroom pizza. What's the cheese on top?
So that is a chevret, and then we top it. It's like we roast mushrooms from Fidel's Gourmet, who is out of Windsor, deeply roast those, and then we do chevret from Laura Chanel, and then a little fresh herbs, and then lemon zest.
Man, oh man.
I love this style of pizza because you can also like build a lot of flavors. Yeah. Like you have your first bake that has like your sauce, then you have your toppings that you have like that you've, you know, customized, and then you get to add like a brightness level on a lot of these pizzas, or like a finishing level, which a lot of pizzas are finished with like Parmesan and stuff, which is really classic, but you also have this opportunity to do a lot more like fresh herbs and when kind of customize.
You said first bake, so these are baked more than once?
Yes.
Yeah, we bake twice. So first, you know, we start at, our team starts at 4:30 in the morning. Our first baker gets there, and then he will be firing off bases that just are untopped. So he'll open up the pizzas, put them in the pan, and either red sauce them or whipped ricotta that we get or olive oil sometimes, that we get from 88 Dairy also on the ricotta. It's awesome. But he'll bake those off just plain first, and then we top them as the day goes on.
So they don't get soggy.
So they can hold up.
How many do you normally have on a day?
We usually sell like 20 of those large pizzas a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And flavor combinations, they change every day. They're already made for people when they come in, right?
Right.
You don't ask, like, I want this, this.
We don't do customization. Yeah. It's like what's on the table in front of you is what you get, but it changes enough that you should, like, we think people can still be excited or just get, like, I got to have pepperoni pizza. We got it.
Mm-hmm. You've got pepperoni pizza.
But, yeah, it changes weekly. Leith comes up with a new menu. Not all four of the specials change every week, but there's always a change or two on there.
And what's the other pizza? I haven't tried this one yet.
So that's it's a broccolini, but it's actually Gailin, which is a Chinese variety of like a broccolini.
Oh boy,
and it's
great.
A lot sweeter, and then it has ricotta and a bomba sauce, which is basically just some sweet and spicy peppers on top.
And what's the other one John hasn't, or have you tried your other slice, John?
I tried that one, this with the greens on it, but this is the...
The pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like it?
I do.
I
would eat that.
Where do you get your pepperoni?
From Zoe's Meats and
Petaluma. Oh, good. Local provider also.
Yes.
And do you also have sausage?
We do. So we make a house sausage based on, we get our ground pork from Sonoma County Meat Company.
Oh, sure.
And then also from Panzanera.
So you're really focused on local.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your story.
Yeah. I mean, it's like kind of, it's, I would say we have the Roman spirit, the Italian spirit, but it's Californian. And so it's like, because I said it was like, it's a mecca here of food and regional, beautiful cheeses and produce. And why not when we have all this at our fingertips?
Do you add a little bit of fennel to your sausage?
You know, I love fennel in my sausage. This particular one just has fennel seed in it. Mm-hmm, and then, but my favorite one that I've made before, because we used to do that when I was in grad school, is make sausage for a guy at the farmer's market. And it had fresh fennel in it and a little red wine.
Oh.
It was perfect.
I'm going to give you my private number.
I'll make it
for
you.
No, because my wife and I are all about fennel sausage pizza. She grew up in Chicago. So whenever we go back, which is a few times a year, we know the best sausage pizza in Chicago.
Okay, yeah.
And fennel is an integral part, important part of sausage.
So tell us your hours and how do we get in touch with you?
Okay, so we're open Wednesday for dinner. We do 4 to 8 p.m. We're open Thursday through Sunday from 11:30 to 8 p.m., so lunch and dinner. Type us into Google Maps, Psychic Pie. You can route to us. The app will tell you if we're open or not. And then you can also just press call right there. Call us directly. We're happy to fill you in on what our specials are for the week. We can take orders over the phone. We take orders on our website, psychicpie.com.
We're on Instagram.
It goes really quickly. So, you know, you don't need to plan far in advance to have pizza ready to go. You can walk in and be out in 10 minutes usually.
Yeah, when I was there were people just coming in, boop, 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 boop,
yeah,
boop,
yeah.
And you were there. I was sort of like the actual owner is right there doing the pizza, which is
we're each there every single day. One of us is there.
Yeah, one of us is always there.
Wow. What does your tattoo say? Does it say gluten?
It says gluten, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I said, it can't say gluten. Do you also have one on your arm?
I do not have a gluten tattoo on my arm.
You're not going to tell us what's on your arm.
I'll take my jacket off.
Well, I tell you, we have one more little break to do. And during that break, I think we should try some creme brulee.
What
do you think, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nikolai, Leith, thank you. This has been a fabulous first Saturday show of the year. We've never done anything quite like this.
No.
Your
food is so interesting.
It's delicious.
It's not the Caesar's pizza.
Not at all. At all. The salads were great. The bread is beautiful. The pies, the pizza pies are great too. And the creme brulee. And we'll have to try a cookie too when we get done.
There you go.
So thank you very much. Make it a destination, Psychic Pie, right on Gravenstein Highway in Sebastopol. It'll be worth your time, believe us. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
us. Thank
you.
John Ash, we'll see you next week. Next week it's going to be Turkish food.
Yes.
Are you ready? Ready to go to Istanbul?
A new Turkish restaurant.
The guy, the chef, is just doing great things. So join us next week.
Do they do pizza in Turkey? I don't know.
I think they do pizza now.
John Ash, tune in and find out.
Yeah, right.
Back next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Garner.
The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobra Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.